Wikipedia.
Today is Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Tony Hawk Sense Underground. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome, fellow explorers, to another episode of Wikipedia. Today, we're diving into the world of video games with a splash of adrenaline and some serious skateboarding flair. If you've ever dreamt of pulling off gravity-defying tricks without the slightest chance of a broken bone, then this episode is made just for you. We're talking about a game that not only redefined its genre, but also left an indelible mark on gaming culture. Tony Hawk's Underground. Now, first things first, what exactly is Tony Hawk's Underground? Released in 2003 by Neversoft and published by Activision, it's the fifth installment in the famed Tony Hawk series. But unlike its predecessors, Underground offered something fresh and quite revolutionary at the time, a story mode. This was a game where you didn't just play as Tony Hawk or other skateboarding icons. Instead, you embarked on a rags-to-riches journey as a customizable skater. You know, the journey is everything, right? So picture this. You start as an ambitious skater from New Jersey with a dream to rise to the top ranks of the skateboarding world. Through a series of outrageous challenges and exciting adventures across various global locations, players experienced a sense of personal growth and skill development. Think about it. Isn't that such a relatable and compelling narrative? Let me pause here and ask you, have you ever pursued a passion despite obstacles or taken risks that led to unexpected opportunities? Because that's precisely the heart of underground storytelling, resilience and ambition. And we all love a good underdog story, don't we? One of the key innovations of Tony Hawk's Underground was its Create a Trick system. Players were given the tools to create signature skateboarding moves, adding an entirely new level of personalization. You could design your skater, create custom tricks, and even design skate parks. And let's be honest, who wouldn't want to build and skate their dream park? It's worth noting how this creative freedom can be linked to broader themes in technology and societal change. Just like how the game encouraged players to innovate and personalize, we are witnessing similar trends today with user-generated content on platforms like YouTube and TikTok. This democratization of creativity leads us to ponder, how else might we leverage technology to empower personal expression? Moreover, the soundtrack of Tony Hawk's Underground deserves a huge shout-out. Music has the uncanny ability to enhance video game experiences, don't you think? This game featured an eclectic mix of punk rock, hip-hop, and more, representing the cultural melting pot of the skateboarding scene. It was more than just background music. It was a vibe that complemented the adrenaline of the tricks and the rush of the skateboarding lifestyle. It's fascinating to see how these elements of the game have influenced gaming culture overall. It wasn't just about playing, it was about immersing yourself in a world that blended music, art, and adrenaline-fueled sport. How many of us have found ourselves listening to game soundtracks long after the console has been turned off? Now, did you know that Tony Hawk's Underground also opened doors for more story-driven sports games? As players sought deeper, more meaningful gaming experiences, developers began to explore storytelling in genres traditionally not focused on narrative. This laid the groundwork for future titles where stories became essential, shaping the gaming landscape as we know it. So here's a question to ponder. How do you envision the narratives of the future influencing other interactive media? How might this impact the way we perceive stories in virtual and augmented reality experiences? As we wrap up this Skater's Delight of an episode, let's acknowledge that Tony Hawk's Underground was more than just a game. It was a significant cultural artifact that captured a snapshot of the skateboarding ethos, transcending into a memorable piece of gaming history. It's a testament to how interactive media can inspire, challenge, and entertain. Before we sign off, I encourage you to take a deep dive into your passions. Allow yourself to innovate and personalize, just like in the game. And once you've ventured into that world of creativity, share your journey. Thank you for tuning into this episode of Wikipedia. May your creativity soar high as a skater in the midst of a thrilling trick. Until next time, keep exploring, for there's a vast sea of knowledge waiting to be discovered.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Tony Hawk Sent Sevens Underground. Thanks for listening. See you next time.